Find out where to reach him. Get Mr. Dungan back to on the other line. They're going down another track on this wheat agreement, which I just found out about. There's apparently some reason that the depositing There's apparently some instrument of ratification they're talking of depositing, and they were going to then hold up on the implementing legislation until they could get the hearings. But Douglas and several others on the Hill have objected to that, and so what they were planning to do until I called Dungan a minute ago was to go ahead on understanding that the hearing would be kept very short. The trouble with such an understanding, of course, is how far you can trust it, and there's a general feeling the only way you could get that really pinned down would be between you and Byrd. According to Dutton, it really only needs an hour or two, and,
Just tell Dutton that to go on and screw up my tax bill, but be damn sure the blood's on his hands. This Douglas is a damn fool that wants to talk all the time, and you couldn't keep him. He likes to make a speech on filibuster and takes him 7 hours to do it.
I know it.
And if there's any way to pull it back and hold it, that's what ought to be done. If it isn't, we're just at their mercy because we've got a Secretary of State and Secretary of Treasury, and neither one of them, both of them, want to go to Europe. Doug is wanting to get to Paris right quick, and I said, "Why? It looks to me like you most important job you got's a tax bill here."
Mm-hmm.
But they're not watching what they're doing. And that's all Byrd wants them to do, you see. He's looking for people that are damn fools, and he's finding a good many of them in the administration.
Let me go back again and see how much it can be helped.